This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and you're about to enter. You know the place. It's the Twilight Zone.
And the journey into the shadows that we're about to watch could be our journey.
America entered Rod Serling's Twilight Zone 50 years ago today. Everyone knows about the zone. Those iconic beeps, da-da-da-da, and even Rod Serling's distinctive voice warning us about a reality just out of reach. Even if you never saw the black and white, twisted, magnificent episodes, you know those things. There was the miserly, half-crazed, bookish Last Man on Earth episode, who believes he's in paradise.
Books! Books! All the books I'll need! All the books! All the books I'll ever want! Shelley, Shakespeare, Shaw!
Only to discover he's broken his only reading glasses.
That's not fair. It's not fair.
There was the woman who finds herself completely drop-dead gorgeous, but on a planet where our notion of beauty is the definition of hideous. So she basically drops dead.
Doctor, if I'm still terribly ugly, is there any other alternative?
I doubt very much whether we would be permitted to do anything but transfer you to a communal group of people with your disability.
All right, Miss Tyler, here comes the last of it.
There were the aliens who came to serve humanity.
Don't get on that ship! The rest of the book, To Serve Man, it's a cookbook!
Certainly one of my personal favorites, and lots of stories about terror in the skies.
Hold on a minute. Feel anything? Felt something. I can't put my finger on it. Yeah, maybe those jet streams are tricky. Is that crazy feeling I can't shake?
No, no, no. Nothing is ever quite right in Twilight Zone. That plane ended up millions of years back in time. And here is a young William Shatner whose career was launched by seeing a strange Bigfoot-like creature on the wing of his flying airliner.
There's a man out there. I don't mean a man. I don't know what I mean. I mean, maybe a... What do they call them during the war? Gremlins. I am not imagining it. He's out there.
Twilight Zone basically created the genre of creepy television with no special effects. It inhabited a domain of unreality in part because in the early 60s, actual political and social reality was sometimes hard to get on TV. So those monsters on Maple Street, they might be alien invaders from another planet, or those monsters might be the prejudice and fears of intolerant residents, a metaphor for racism.
If they want to look inside our house, let them get a search warrant.
Look, buddy, you can't afford to...
Now, Charlie, don't you tell me what I can afford. And stop telling me who's dangerous and who isn't, and who's safe and who's a menace.
And you're with them, too, all of you. You're all standing out here, all set to crucify somebody. You're all set to find a scapegoat. You're all desperate to point some kind of a finger at a neighbor.
The show was in the writing, a vehicle for short story writers and screenwriters who would cut their teeth on Twilight Zone scripts and move on to feature films. Five seasons and immortality, if not always commercial success. But virtually all of the sci-fi after Twilight Zone owes the series a debt. Outer Limits, The Invaders, even X-Files and Lost, with their creepy subtexts and plot twists, come directly from Rod Serling's world, a world very much still with us.
There's a man out there. Or a gremlin, or whatever. If I described them to you, you'd really think I was gone.
Oh, we're gone. Happy birthday, Twilight Zone. 50 years today.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.